Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Our guests today on Let's Talk Pella are Pella High School Assistant Principal John Muller and High School Guidance Counselor Teresa Thompson, and we'll be talking about bullying in schools. Teresa and John, thank you so much for taking some time and joining us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
You're welcome.
And we wanted to talk a little bit about bullying today, school bullying. And there's a pilot program in the state right now. Already the state of Iowa mandates that cases of bullying in public schools be reported to the state. And there are different ways that that can be done, and there are different categories of bullying. And I guess my first question for you, John, is just to kind of explain what bullying is. How was that classified? How was that broken down?
Well, the state provides us with a definition for bullying and harassment. It falls under two main categories, general bullying and then sexual harassment. And I could read you verbatim what it is, but basically it's if kids feel like they are being singled out based on their sexual orientation or their color, their creed, and all the other protected classes, then they have the right to report that to the school, and then the school has the obligation to follow up on those claims.
Is this a problem, Teresa? You're a guidance counselor here at Pella High School. Is this a problem that we see, bullying? Are there a lot of cases of it?
I think, again, it depends on how you're classifying it and looking at things, but, I mean, there's definitely instances where kids come in and say they're being teased or they don't like the way someone's talking to them. Does it go as far as bullying to the full extent? Sometimes not, sometimes yes. And sometimes I think it's not even reported because kids are afraid of what's going to happen when I do report it. Is it going to get worse or how is it going to be handled?
So do you feel like it's something that in some cases perhaps it's handled sort of outside of the rules and regulations and the people paying attention, it's handled sort of between the students sometimes or?
Definitely, especially with the computer and text messages and Facebook and all the other media out there, they are taking advantage of that.
And that's a really good point to bring up, too. I think people think of bullying and they think of one kid picking on another, and there are so many, I hate to say it, so many ways to do that now with Facebook and social networking and things like that. How has that changed bullying? How has that affected students? And John, you can go.
Yeah, that's a good point to bring up. I mean, there's actually a definition for bullying over the Internet. It's referred to as cyberbullying. It can take various forms, whether it be through Facebook or through text messages. In a way, it makes it more difficult for schools because then we have to decide, okay, is it a detriment to their education? Is it affecting or having an impact on the student's education? Because texting and all those things can happen 24/7. Generally, we kind of operate on the notion that if it happens in our building during our school hours, we're definitely going to treat it like it would be if another student pushed another kid into a locker type thing. If it happens outside, then we have the judgment call whether to make it. Is it affecting their education here? We would probably look at that more closely. Is it something that law enforcement would need to handle since it happened outside of our school and outside of our school hours? But it muddies the waters a little bit when it comes to enforcement of our bullying and harassment policy, dealing with the Internet and all the other forms that it can take.
Sure, and with all those different kinds of bullying, are there sort of markers or signs that you look for in students and their behavior, or is it simply a case where they kind of have to come to you to let you know that there's a problem?
Usually it's a case where someone notifies us, whether it's a friend coming in and saying, well, I know this friend is getting messages from someone else and is feeling bothered by that and doesn't know where to go. So a friend might report it, or the student themselves might report it. But usually it is something that is brought to us in one way or another.
And so how does, when things like this happen, when there are, whether it be disagreements or picking on other students, how does that affect the student being bullied? How does that affect their schoolwork, their home life, things like that?
Well, if it's constant and if they're paying attention to it and it coming in, you know, they have to take measures and sometimes we'll advise them, defriend them on Facebook or, you know, take their number out of your cell phone so you don't get that information. Share that information with us if you want to, and we can have a conversation with them. There's different ways that we'll try to help that student out.
So there's an emphasis on sort of cutting off contact with those relationships and things like that?
Definitely.
Okay. And are there any programs here at Pella High School or any discussions that are had with students about bullying and things that are definitely off limits, things you can't say, things you can't do?
Well, our student handbook kind of defines what, you know, bullying and harassment is and what it isn't. To say that we have a big problem, I would say no, compared to some other districts, but do we have it happen? Obviously, yes.
Is it an issue where no matter sort of what sort of preventative measures you put in place, there's always going to be that? It's just kind of human nature?
Yeah, I would believe so. Students don't necessarily know how to get a conflict resolution. So they take it upon themselves to do something and then maybe not without thinking it through. So I guess that's sometimes where we come in too and say, okay, let's think, how would you like to resolve this issue? And then sometimes send them back out and say, can you do this one-on-one with this person, or do you need to bring them into the school office and we can take care of it? So there's different ways that we can try and help them do that too.
I find that encouraging too, to know that there's that open, it feels like an open dialogue to say, can we solve this on our own? Do we have to go through such measures as prescribed by the state, so to say?
Yep. And that usually gets to the heart of the issue quicker than some harassment complaint form being filed, and that conversation and communication are key when it comes to situations like this. And sometimes you formalize it too quickly and you'll lose that piece of it. So
yeah, communication is the key, and then educating students on what is the proper uses of their cell phone and email. You know, it's important that they have the important conversations one-on-one still, instead of trying to tell someone, I'm upset with you, through a text message, and it gets all messed up.
Yeah, that's a very good point. We lose a lot without that sort of, with that nonverbal communication, so a lot can be lost in translation.
Exactly.
All right, very good.
Yeah, and I guess if I can say anything, it'd be to parents out there that have, you know, 15, 16, even younger, that have Facebook accounts or have cell phones, just to be closely monitoring those things. I speak to parents quite frequently, and they'll tell me, well, I monitor my son or daughter's Facebook activity, and even though they are young adults, they still need some of that guidance and direction as to what's appropriate and what's not appropriate for those types of social media outlets and stuff. So parents, make sure that you're on top of what's going on in your sons or daughters' cyber world.
All right, very good. Well, guys, thank you so much for your time today. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Again, those were our guests, John Muller and Teresa Thompson from Pella High School. Today's Let's Talk Pella is available on demand at KNIAKRLS.com on the radio audio media player. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine for your official Weather Eye meteorologist forecast on KNIAKRLS.